sit down. Keep all hands and feet inside the ride at all times. Or down, I don't care. We are not responsible for any lost belongings. Your shit is our shit now. You have made your choices in life. And as you will notice, there are no pearly gates here, so hold on tight and embrace the darker side of life. Cause this ride takes your soul straight down to Hell's Basement.
What?
Oh my god,
are you shitting me?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, just...
Kind of banter that, like,
this is how this is gonna start. Yeah, all right, welcome everyone to Hell's Basement. I'm Ryan. I'm here with Brady.
Yeah, fuck you, Ryan.
Shane.
hey, Ryan.
That's how this has happened. Jesus. And Jenna.
Hi.
Oh my. Okay.
I've been thinking about that one for the last two episodes. I finally pulled it out.
I didn't know what to do
there. We were in a whole new setting. I mean, we're in your home. You're in your home space now. So
yeah, we're not currently technically in Hell's Basement. We're in Hell's Dining Room.
We are in Hell's Dining Room.
So yeah, this is a little different. So hey, why not change everything up, right?
How about it?
We're drinking coffee. This is the new us.
I'm drinking unicorn farts.
Yeah,
you are drinking unicorn
farts.
Don't
take that away from him.
Fuck. All right. This is how this is gonna start. We'll just dive right on into Secret Satan. If you've listened to the last couple of episodes, it's kind of a game we play that we each have a movie that we don't know who picked the movie for us to watch, and we have to try and guess. So who wants to go first?
I want to go first.
Shane?
No, well, I want Brady to go first.
Me too. I want Brady to go first, too. Actually, no, I want Jenna to go first.
Yeah, actually, go ahead, Jenna.
Go first.
Jenna, go first.
Hi.
No, I'm just kidding. I want Brady to go first.
No. Ryan, you go first.
Okay. I didn't even watch my movie.
Did you watch any of it?
Just a little bit, okay. Not a lot. No, I didn't know what it's about though.
Go ahead.
Like the
you read the synopsis on IMDb. Tell us about it.
I did actually. I know I knew about this movie before.
Oh, okay.
I just never watched it. But
tell us your next lie.
I can't on the spot. I can't think of a good lie on the spot.
So much for your career as a politician.
I know. I never was. Was it really want to go?
Yeah,
tell us about the movie, Ryan.
I totally
what you know about this movie, Ryan.
I just know that it's sort of like a virus. It's a radio DJ of some kind, and he.
What's it called? Let's start with that.
Yeah, probably a good idea. Pontypool is my movie, 2008.
And who do you think picked it for you?
You.
You do?
Yeah.
Nope.
Really?
No, it was.
Okay. I had a feeling it was you.
No, it was actually me.
No, it wasn't. I didn't watch all of it, so it's been a busy month.
It's an interesting take on a virus type infection horror film. It's a little different.
Yeah, it's not like your normal one.
So what about Cabin Fever? Tell me in comparison to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, same type of virus? Come on, guys, I'm trying to do a podcast here.
Ryan's not.
Yeah, I'm not.
You're usually the head of this. I don't know what's going on.
I told you. I've been busy.
Ryan's the only person that smokes weed and gets more productive.
That's how this works.
I don't know shit about it, so I got nothing. What did you watch?
It was like...
We'll just skip over Ryan. That was it. Good. Recommend
good try.
It?
Yeah. Yeah. I recommend it.
Good. My movie was One Missed Call. I want to say Jenna, but I think I picked you twice last time I was wrong. So I'm going to go with Ryan.
Incorrect.
Fuck. Was it Jenna?
It was me.
It was Jenna. Did you actually watch this one? I feel like you should have, right?
Okay, guys. So I'm actually stepping it up when Ryan's stepping it down. I finally watched the movie I gave someone.
Glad somebody can pick up the slack.
There we go.
And it was actually one of the first horror movies I ever watched.
This is one of the first you've ever watched, and they come out like 2009?
Okay, maybe. I had like a big moment with it. Like, it was a friend's birthday party, and we were at a hotel, and like, we all gathered in the hotel room.
Fuck, I think you even told me this story. I should have known this.
Yep. Yeah, but in the moment, it really was scary.
I actually feel like she may have said this in like one of the original like pilot episode that we tried, remember?
The unaired.
Yeah, she might have. I think you did mention that, maybe.
Well,
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Alcohol, I don't tell you.
I don't know. I feel like I've made you watch it.
I don't know. That's why I'm sitting here trying to think if we watched it together, because we had a random ones that we did see together. And I don't.
I think this was probably one of them, because I was pretty big on
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Well, give us the breakdown.
Maybe that'll help. So the breakdown is you get a phone call, but you don't even get a phone call. You get a voicemail. You get a voicemail, and it's from yourself in the future, and you're listening to yourself die.
Oh, God.
And even kind of timestamp it. He's like, you have a new message from February 13th, 2020. And you're like, oh, shit. And it's here, and you're like, oh, no. And you're trying to snap out of shit, and you hear yourself have a heart attack on the toilet.
So,
which, that does happen in the movie.
Well, it sounds pretty fucking sweet, yeah. And I know I didn't see it then.
No.
Are you sure? You saw the cover, because there's, like, this little sound that also goes with it. Remember, it's, like, a piano sound?
Oh, yeah, the ringtone sound, mm-hmm. That's actually pretty creepy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, yeah, I think it's definitely worth a watch. As far as, because I can't remember what year this came out, but it's sort of plagued by that. There's not a whole lot of horror films in the 2000 to 2010 that I, like, thought were very good. This one's actually...
Dude, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, well, by the killer fucking goldfish.
Yeah.
And rapes children. But the... I would say this... It was good enough. It's good. It's good. It has some really creepy moments. The ending was really good. I put it that way. The ending was, I called it probably about like 20 minutes before it ended, but I was happy that it went that way because I was like, oh, it needs to end this way. And it did. And it was so, I think if it would end any other way, it would just been like all right. And it was an all right movie, but the ending kind of pulled it together.
I'll put it on my watch list.
Yeah. Put it on your watch list. It's on Netflix.
Oh really? Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think, pretty sure. I think that's where I watch it.
I have it too. So.
Go ahead, Jenna.
All right, so I had The Headhunter, and I believe that Brady gave that to me.
Why? Didn't you just hear that I gave him his movie?
Oh, yeah, wait, don't I just knew you were like, man, so, let me tell you. I was doing so good.
Nope, I did not give you that movie.
Can I guess again?
No. Ooh. Yeah, you go ahead.
Shane?
You got me.
Really?
Yeah, for real.
Nice. I didn't think he'd be nice to
so
me.
So you watched it?
Yeah, because I really wanted to watch this one. Because yeah, I think, was so pumped.
If I remember correctly, she like said that right before, didn't she?
So let's just get this out of the way now before you go into it. I picked this because you said you wanted to watch it that night and to specifically break the cycle of bullshit.
Oh, of me not actually watching shit?
Yeah, no more Jaws 3 or The Fly 2 before you see any of the other ones.
Okay.
It's looking for you to throw him a bone here. Just quit the shit. Quit right. The shit.
You're so, ending the cycle of terribleness, huh?
So I will say it's different than I would have expected completely. The feel for it. Have you guys watched like The Revenant?
Yes. I love that fucking movie.
It's like a horror version of that. Whoa. Like I wasn't expecting it, but Jesus. I really liked it. It wasn't as much of a like your signature horror, like jump scares, a lot of like gore. Actually, there is still a lot of gore, but it's still, I don't know. I didn't classify. I did have moments where I was scared, but there's not really a lot of unplanned, but it is a long movie and there's not a lot of talking.
How long?
I don't remember. What I do
it's
think
a good
it's
like over 2.5 hours.
Get the
not
fuck out
long.
Of here.
4.5 hours.
But basically the ending does tie it all together. So I kind of looked at the bigger picture of it and I kind of see it as if he would have picked a different path, like his darker side of life could have ended differently. But you don't see the ending coming, but the build-up, so I guess it's kind of the biggest. What do we usually call, like, the build-up here? We kept saying something.
I don't know, the money shot?
No, darn it.
Yeah, right. Anyways, when they come in your face. Yeah. I like that.
But it is, I'm not sure. I can't tell if you guys would like it. I liked it, but you can't go into it wanting to have a good scare the whole time. You have to go into it almost with, like, a Revenant mindset.
Is there a lot of brutality? Oh, I didn't watch it, by the way.
Oh, The Headhunter?
Yeah.
I thought you meant Red the Revenant. I was like, you just said you did.
No. I didn't watch. Is it like a brutal movie? Because, I mean, the name of it sounds pretty fucking brutal.
So I went in with a lot more of a brutal expectation. Let's just say you don't get to see the decapitating as much as I'd like. But.
So I got
that
you.
That pisses me off.
I don't like off-screen stuff like that. Kind of sucks.
Yeah, I don't. I really don't know if
the
you
cinematography
would
like it. On this looks really good, though.
It is. It's
it looked
beautiful.
Like a beautiful movie.
It is. Like, I want to go there and be where this movie
is. Is it kind of set in, like, old times, or is it kind of like now that they're just in an area that they can do this stuff? You know what I mean?
The only reason I definitely think it's old times is because there's kind of this setup of the community that you never see, but just the way they do touch base with him a tiny bit, you definitely think it's more older times.
Okay, I got you.
And this is Scandinavian, right?
I don't know.
Like Norway, that Wait, area.
Is that a type of airline or what?
Yeah. Norway.
Jenna's look. And what the fuck did you just say to me?
But I will
what
say,
did you call me?
What the fuck
it's
did you just
not
call me?
Human heads.
Do they use
I'll
the word Valhalla at any point?
No, they don't talk.
Oh, okay.
They don't talk at all throughout the whole movie?
Yeah, no, you just hear like random... the guy's alone the whole time. It's really a one character movie for the most part.
It's a real badass guy. He swings his sword. He's like,
yeah. Actually, the only time you see another person is a flashback. So yeah, it's like a one character movie. It's very intense. Like that actor, he's good.
Interesting.
So I would watch it. I definitely would, but I don't know if I'd really. Let's just say it's definitely not a Saw movie.
Mm-hmm. I want to check it out.
Good. All right. So Brady, what was your movie? We already did it.
Jesus I'm Christ!
Done. I'm done. We can't do this.
Are you
this
fucking
anymore.
With me? It's like I'm literally two beers in right now.
Oh shit!
Ryan, this is why you have to be in charge.
I don't know.
I thought she was fucking with you at first, but I seriously
Dude,
think she's
I wish
serious.
You would have went right with it. Like, all right, well, I had the fucking.
I can't. I'm done.
Jenna. Oh, so my movie.
I thought I was a piece of shit.
Was One Missed Call.
No.
Jenna, we literally carried our like you and I were the one who had the conversation.
Yeah, that was you two.
I'm trying.
Shane,
what's
yeah,
in that
yeah.
kombucha?
Oh, I can go
if you want to. Yeah.
Contrary to Ryan.
Yeah.
Got it. Right. Hey, I actually did think that too.
And I only picked that one because you said you haven't seen it and you wanted to, so.
And I did. And I did not get to see the last, like, 10 or 15, yeah, 20 minutes or whatever. It kind of sucks some ass.
You're like me, just kind of lost track of the month that we were on.
Yeah, kind of. But I got to see the majority of it, and I love the first movie. And the second one's pretty fucking awesome, too. Like, I would say just as good.
I think it stands up. Yeah, the ending's pretty cool, too. That's where you see you've watched The Nun.
You just had to you had to throw that at me, didn't you?
Yeah, well,
of course the ending's cool.
I kind of thought you would. You probably already knew that that's where The Nun came from. I mean, you know that.
Well, yeah. So she's like played throughout the whole entire movie.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's a cool scene with that, but
that's a scary fucking thing too.
Yeah.
Wait, so this movie ties in with the movie The Nun?
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah,
one
it's
universe.
All in the same universe. Yep.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, The Conjuring, Conjuring 2, Annabelle, The Nun, and isn't there another one? Or is there
no,
Annabelle,
that's
Annabelle
it.
2?
Yeah, there's two Annabelle.
Same director?
Two Annabelles.
On all these?
No. No.
I know James Wan did this one.
Yeah. Oh, you talking The Conjuring? Yeah, I think James Wan did.
Through those three franchises.
No.
I guess The Nun isn't a franchise, but...
No, Annabelle was different people. James Wan did The Conjuring, though. I think he did... you said he did this one, too.
I know he did this one, because he turned down The Fate of the Furious to do it. But, I thought it was a pretty awesome movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty cool. It was like a nice little twist. It was kind of hard to take it serious because they like did it in England and they all have the funny accent that just made me giggle the whole way through.
little girls kind of
Can you demonstrate
kinda
that
creepy.
For us?
What?
The accent?
No, we all agree that
yeah,
Ryan
Ryan's
would be the accents.
Good day, mate, right?
Good day, mate. Just got bit by this anaconda. Oh, wait. Yeah, fuck, damn it. Did it again.
So,
but no, the little girl's kind of creepy. I thought.
Yeah,
thought,
she did a
I
good job.
It kind of got me a couple times with scares and stuff.
My favorite part is it's not really giving anything away. Whenever the mom first realizes that the house is haunted, she goes in. She's like screaming for the girls to get back in bed. She's like, "Go lay down!" And then the fucking the cabinet goes and slams against the door. Like the look on her face just fucking cracked me up.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, shit! But that was actually probably my favorite part besides The Nun.
Yeah. Did you guys like? Did you seen The Nun too? You like? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Watch it at your house.
Yeah. Well, you guys kind of fell asleep, but
no, I didn't. Oh no, I did fall asleep. No,
I definitely
that is correct.
Did.
Wait, did we watch it twice?
No, I watched it with them, and I watched it with you. I watched it twice. Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it.
So anyway, I'm gonna finish it whenever you guys leave. So.
we heard that's a fuck up.
Yeah.
See ya.
Ah shit. All right, ready to dive into the spoiler section of this podcast. This week was Brady's pick, John Carpenter's The Thing.
12 men have just discovered something. For 100,000 years, it was buried in the snow and ice. Now it has found a place to live. Inside. Where no one can see it. Or hear it. Or feel it.
I know I'm human. Some of you are still human. This thing doesn't want to show itself. It wants to hide inside an imitation. It'll fight if it has to. But it's vulnerable out in the open. If it takes us over, then it has no more enemies. Nobody left to kill it. And then it's one.
You guys gonna listen to Gary? He can beat one of those things!
All right, Brady. So these were your movies to so give us a little rundown on why you picked them.
All right. So I wanted I brought up The Thing and well, The Thing, John Carpenter's Thing, and fuck, I don't even know who directed the 2011 version, but John Carpenter's cousin. I don't even know.
John Mason. He wasn't a carpenter. Mason. He was a mason. That was a little construction joke there.
All right. Well, anyways. Yeah, so...
And we just we just lost 10 followers just by that stupid joke I made. Anyways, go ahead.
Except for the Mason.
Yeah, except for the Masons. They're like, yeah, bricks!
Do we even have 10 followers?
Yeah, all the views we have, I've won. You know, it was me, 15 of them, so...
I'll pump these fucking numbers up. Got 7 devices in my house streaming.
Fuck yeah.
So... I was a little nervous about picking this one because The Thing is the original, or the John Carpenter Thing is my favorite horror film of all time.
Oh shit! Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, this is my number one. I don't know how many times I've watched it. Probably, I don't know, 20, 30 times. Mm. I mean, it's a lot. So I wanted to do a little comparison of bringing the 2011 version into it. I've only watched that one maybe 4 times total. So the thing is, you're set in, shit, how am I supposed to, they both have the same fucking name, so how do I, we'll just say John Carpenter's a thing. It starts off in a Arctic outpost, and there's a helicopter chasing a dog across the ice, and he's taking shots at it, and they're trying their best to snipe this thing from the air, and they chase it right into this outpost where people see this guy, just fucking crazy guy who doesn't speak English. I believe he spoke Swedish, just shooting his gun, and he hits the one guy in the leg. So they shoot him, kill him, because like this fucking crazy guy came out of nowhere and just shot one of our guys. Well, it turns out that dog
was the thing.
Kind of, yeah. He's infected, or he's carrying, I don't know, I say infected, but he's
got
not an a dog
alien
anymore.
Parasite.
He's got alien jism all over himself.
Yeah. So he's got the alien. He got fucked real hard by this alien.
Yeah.
I love
in a nice way.
The amount, like, I fucking love this pattern of how Brady's, you seem to be the ones that picks him the most, the amount of dog deaths in a movie.
Yes.
Like, fucking,
yeah.
How many dogs died in that movie? Like 6. I was like, I fucking love it, man. Jen is so pissed right now.
I was pissed.
It wasn't a dog.
Technically.
Well, maybe that one wasn't, but the other 16 that it killed.
In the first movie, they were dogs still.
Yeah, what about all the innocent ones?
All the ones in the cage?
Yeah.
If they were innocent, they wouldn't be caged up.
Touché.
Touché. They obviously did something bad.
Yeah. Why else would they
don't
be
worry
in
about
prison?
It, Jenna. We'll talk about this all again after the podcast when we forget that we recorded this whole podcast.
Oh,
you should see a doctor.
Dude, that was fucking funny.
Yeah. What was your movie?
So
let's talk about Sweeney Todd.
the whole fucking 2 months got erased.
Well, you guys will appreciate, so the older movie, I don't know why, because I did enjoy it, but for some reason I almost had, like, a, aw moment because I thought it was like White Christmas just because it was black and white and I just got in like this mood with it.
Wait, what?
Wait, what did you watch?
Did I not watch the right movie?
Nope. Not at all.
What are you talking about?
Are you kidding me? It's still called The Thing. It's black and white. That, it has the same storyline.
Yep, that is the original. John Carpenter had remade that one.
What did you guys watch?
We're going to have one fuck of a discussion here.
Whoa.
I did not enjoy it that much. So I watched the newest one.
That's because it was
really
from like 1901.
Did you watch The Thing from Another Planet?
Yeah.
That's what you watched? Not The Thing. You watched The Thing from Another Planet.
I don't know.
Or
the title said The Thing. It also had like the spacesuit guy on it.
We reviewed this all at the last podcast. Like,
it's all recorded. Brady saying, we're not going to watch the old one. We're not going to do that. We're just going to compare and contrast John Carpenter's and the remake.
So, hey guys, I didn't watch one of the movies.
Which ones did you watch?
So, I watched the black and white one, and let me tell you, I don't like older movies to begin with, so it was like tough to get through.
Okay, what other one did
and
you watch?
And then I watched the newest one that has like Tormund from Game of Thrones in it.
So, okay, all right.
That was kind of cool. I didn't know that.
So I know, I was so pumped.
See, I watched like with a higher pitched tone in his voice, like, oh, there's a dude outside.
Jesus.
Oh, I was wondering, because when you were talking about how the old one started, I was like, man, that's not how it started.
Yeah, that's why I was like waiting for some kind of reaction. The beginning starts with him shooting at a fucking dog.
I was wondering why it looked like Jenna was digging lice out of her head. She's like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Oh, shit.
I think Jenna, at this point, we could have just put a fucking straw like person
in that chair. It might be better.
Hey, this is good.
Hey,
though.
Fuck! I didn't watch half the movies. I'm in better shape than she is.
Okay.
She went into this being like, "Oh, what the fuck, Ryan? You didn't watch any of the movies." And I'm like, "Oh, you're as bad as me." I will say you have better intentions than I did, though.
You fucking gave it hell, Jenna.
Good thing we don't score on intentions here, though.
I sat through
Jenna's
that
like, "Fuck
movie.
You! I got beat by Dre."
All them headphones for what?
If anybody wants to give me some more, I mean,
okay,
hey,
I will say, I did watch fully, and I did very much enjoy the John Carpenter's Thing. That was a good movie. That's one of the old ones I've never seen, and I was like, that was good. It was a good movie. I liked it a lot.
Well,
it was fun.
Let me back up a little bit and just kind of finish out the synopsis of, I guess, the John Carpenter's one. And listen up, Jenna.
Yeah, Jenna, pay attention. You might learn something here.
Anyway, so the dog's infected, it passes on it's kind of like a body snatcher situation, because I know you guys probably have all seen that, sorry. Damn Amber Alert. Okay, McKee's Rocks, is that near us?
I don't know.
Dude, I can't believe I watched that.
You see some guy, like, carrying a kid down the fucking road?
We're trying to do a fucking podcast here,
like,
man.
Oh, that's probably it.
That's probably him.
The cops are, like, rolling by. Would you keep the fucking noise down? Jesus.
Yeah, it's just right outside again.
He, like, breaks into here. Like, dude, seriously, we're busy here.
I just still can't. I didn't see another one.
She's still fucking hung up.
Oh, my God.
Like, you're not fucking with me. I watched the wrong movie.
Yeah, there's two movies called The Thing, and then you watched the one that had more words after the title of The Thing.
It didn't, all right, guys, though.
We gotta get on track here, because we're going to be all night just discussing the movie.
I like this.
Ryan's just real concerned now. He's like, I got this new phone, like, energy in life, and I really don't want to fucking edit this 2 hour long.
I can't. I don't have time for this, okay?
So, it's... To back up a little bit, so the dog gets on the base, the dog is an alien, the dog infects other people who then becomes those people, and there's this, they figure it out that the aliens look exactly like the people that they've taken over, so they don't know who to trust, and that's where the big thing is like, who the fuck is, who's real, who's the real person.
They play Scooby-Doo
kinda, except for there's, you know, they use fire to rip off the rubber mask.
Except for in Scooby-Doo, Scooby-Doo is the hero, and in this one, they just kill all of the dogs.
Yeah, they torch all the Scooby-Doos.
Yeah, they had a scary amount of flamethrowers. I don't understand that.
Yeah, well, it's cold up there, so. That's pretty much the overall basis of the movie. And the 2011 is everything that happens all the way up to that point. The 2011 movie is the Swedish outpost, and the end of that movie, right where all the credits are rolling, is literally that guy chasing the dog in the helicopter.
Were you supposed to know it was a prequel?
I didn't want you guys to know it was a prequel going into that, so I said we were going to compare them.
So we weren't supposed to know it then? You know what I mean?
Like you said, like the way it was marketed and stuff?
Yeah. Because I had no idea. I was like, whoa, sweet. Because it was all a surprise for me.
Which... I don't remember. I remember when I first watched it, I was like, okay, so they're rebooting this. They're trying to combine the two stories into one story. They're trying to combine the... Because I thought I had seen some, like, throwbacks to the old one. Like, oh, okay, well, they're, you know, it's almost... Certain things happen in almost the identical manner.
Yeah.
So, sorry.
Well, actually, the black and white one starts with them getting... Stop laughing. Jenna, tell us about that one. But, so it's extremely slow moving, and since they don't have a lot of good effects, literally when they show, like, the mutations, one time it's just a hand with, like, fur. It looks like a glove, and that's, like, the only cool mutation you see. But it does start with the specimen, so, like, it's not the dog infected first. It is the...
The thing.
The thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, we're not talking about that movie, so...
Oh, I can't believe I don't even like old movies, and I sat through that one.
That means you missed the best one. Well, I wouldn't say it's the best. It's a song I throw out there. Both these movies are fucking great. I think it's better to watch the John Carpenter's movie first and then kind of do the whole Tarantino, like what happened before, because just that moment of like when the credits roll and you do see it literally leading right up to that point, it's a lot more rewarding, I think, than just watching it, the dog, and then, like, it just you're watching it in chronological order. I like that it came out later. I like the way they did it. The monsters in the 2011 were a lot fucking creepier, but they were CG, and it was not great CG.
Yeah, the practical effects in John Carpenter's were pretty fucking cool.
Oh,
yeah.
They were like, for the time, they were amazing.
It goes back to that 80s shit. It's so cool how they did it.
It was amazing. Absolutely amazing.
It's pretty neat.
Jenna, what do you think?
So in like the 1800s shit.
Yeah, fur glove, we heard it.
I like the new one, you know? It had like some human centipede type looking thing. With two heads.
Icky. I don't like that movie. That one's icky.
I liked it.
Oh, never go ass to mouth. So, I guess I want to hear everybody's interpretation of this. I want to know what everybody thinks about it. And don't try to sugarcoat this knowing that this is my favorite movie. I mean, if it didn't resonate with you, obviously it didn't. You, Jenna, you didn't fucking watch it.
I watched the new one.
Well, that's not my favorite one.
And the old one.
Okay, that one is my favorite. Oh, no, the old one? Old one? Yeah, I haven't watched that one, so.
I liked John Carpenter's. I'm kind of one of those odd people that I really like aliens, like the fact that of alien life and stuff like that. Like, I'm real into that shit. But I've never been into any alien fiction movies.
Like alien horror films, like Aliens?
Anything. Oh, I don't really? Like any of that, no. Like Signs. I don't like anything like that. Whether it's Star Wars, Star Trek, Signs, Alien, I don't like any of it.
None so you don't
it.
Like sci-fi?
I love space. I love learning about stuff like that. Like, quote-unquote, real stuff, though. Like, mm-hmm. I've never been into movies, but I did think this was cool, though. Like, yeah. I went into it kind of being like, nah, man, I don't That's know surprising. About this.
Surprising. I actually thought you'd hate it just because you've always been a kind of a cunt like that.
Yeah, no, I always admit that. Like, I don't like, you know what I mean? I just don't, you've tried to get me to watch so much shit like that, and I'm
still
like,
still hasn't watched Jason X.
Yeah, just the because fuck? I just don't like stuff like that. I don't like...
Have you seen the clip, at least, with him with the sleeping bag?
No.
Oh, that makes the movie.
I don't like any futuristic type movies. I don't really like anything like that. But this one I thought was pretty cool. Like, I don't know. It just was a different kind of... It was different. I don't know. That's pretty much all I can say about it. Like, it wasn't like a normal... I don't know. Maybe...
So let me ask you a question. If it was just a monster and nobody said it was from space, would you have had a completely different outlook on it?
This movie, no. Like, I feel
the
like...
The John Carpenter's one? Because it... I mean, aside from them, somebody just say, like, looking at, like, some old film, right. You had no idea this thing came from space.
Exactly. That's why I figured you didn't mind it, because you... Yeah, like he said...
I think that could be it. Yeah, yeah. I think that's
really
kind of...
nothing to do with space, except for that's where it came from.
Literally, the very, very opening scene where you see the fucking UFO, going towards... Earth, or you know what I mean, and then like obviously throughout the movie you find out, but yeah, it's not like a heavy you know, alien pushing movie like that. So I think that, I don't know, maybe that's why I did like it.
Mm-hmm.
But normally I don't like movies like that. So I guess that would be, I don't really like science fiction, I guess. I guess that's pretty much it. But I like science nonfiction.
This isn't science nonfiction.
Oh, jeez. That's my input though.
Like, that's your two cents.
Yeah, I enjoy it, and I do have a scene that I really laughed at, which props are that's like the famous. I'm gonna bet it's famous, but we can get into that later.
Yeah, let's save it for the.
Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jenna.
Just explaining. Yeah, Jenna, go ahead. Yeah, fuck it. Go ahead. Go ahead and explain it to us like you did watch the same movie, but that we all don't realize that you watched the old movie.
So. I watched the newest one first because I was already dreading watching an older movie, so I put it off. And I did really like the new one.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the dog deaths, you know, I'm never a fan of when that happens.
The new one didn't have a whole lot of dog death. It actually only had one.
Well, and did it really die? Because you don't really know.
Oh, yeah, it's dead as fuck. Yeah,
it got assimilated.
If you would have watched the original one, you would know that it's dead.
Oh, well. I didn't, so...
She thought she did, though.
How much dog death was in the old one?
Technically, she did watch the original.
So the old one opens up with sled dogs and stuff, too. So it's, like, a whole team, and they still have a helicopter, but then, like, it's a whole team of dogs, like, a whole team of sled dogs. So there's, like, you know, 6-plus dogs to die in that one. So there's a lot of dog deaths in that one.
They all die in that one?
Not all of them.
Just getting fucking fisted by that furry glove or what?
But that's the thing. The old one, since they didn't have effects, you never really got to see the thing. You only saw the aftermath. So, like, you just saw a dead dog in a crate, and then you saw the guy was a mutant once, and you just saw his hand, and they were, like, slamming the door on his hand, and yeah.
Ooh, you know what? You might have just done yourself, a disservice, or you know, because I'm gonna look into now. They might just fucking kill dogs for that movie.
As old as that movie is, funny.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't have like I don't know. It's not PETA. They have a specific thing for like movie animals and not make sure they're not being harmed. But as old as that movie is, those dogs I actually may have been killed for the movie.
Yeah, don't worry. They probably deserved it, Jenna.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. They, you know, one of them doesn't make it out to the bathroom on time and pisses on the rug. I mean, all right, you're a movie dog now. See you later.
Well, hey, there is like a whole 15-minute scene that I couldn't understand what they were doing. So it's already like, you know, the quality's not that great because it's like from the 1800s.
You mentioned.
But they are just like all trying. I thought they were trying to like hold hands and like form a little dance circle in the snow or something. And apparently they're trying to like outline the UFO underneath it, but... Yeah, so I mean, I wasn't a huge fan of the old one before the time. I was actually kind of like, oh, the actors are really good, and the storyline's good, so I'm glad to know they redid it a few times, so good to know.
Well, once, yep.
Well, twice then, in a way, I guess.
Yeah, because they... So wait, was there two different outposts? Did it move from one outpost to another in the old movie?
I don't think.
Was it Swedes and then Americans?
You try and find out if
they broke those into
the 2011 one was also part of the original.
Yeah.
Yeah. She doesn't she didn't remember the fucking 30 seconds of whose movie we were picking for Secret Satan, so this is a ridiculous question.
Yeah, you're asking a lot.
That still really blows my fucking mind. Like, I don't even know how.
I don't know.
Poor Jetta.
It's been a long week, okay, guys?
Hey, I feel you, dude.
Yeah.
All right, Shane, what'd you think?
I liked them both. I am going to disagree with you on one thing.
Okay.
I think that the... John Carpenter's The Thing, like, was creepier than the CGI shit.
Well, I think the new ones were creepier, but I think the old ones were scarier.
Yeah.
Okay. Because they looked real. Because practical effects, they're real. And they just, I mean, the new shit, it doesn't look real. It looks like it was made with a computer.
Yeah, and I thought it was awesome because whenever, I knew about The Thing, I just knew of it. I never actually watched it before this, which, you know.
Yeah,
I just thought it was like something that took the form of a human. I didn't realize it was this fucking, I don't even know how to explain it, tentacled man-eating thing. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I honestly can't pick which one I like better because I like the 2011 one too. I like both storylines were good. Probably the original.
Very well.
Yeah. I really like the scientist in the in the original. He figures out. He's like, this thing's going to fucking ruin the world.
So fucking Walter Brimley?
Yeah.
I don't know if that was Walter Brimley. It may have been Walter Brimley.
Mm-hmm. John, was it Walter Brimley
in the...
Just stop.
1986, John Carpenter is the thing?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if it was 86, but I'm pretty sure. And I'm not sure if it was Walter Brimley, but it was a Walter Brimley type guy. But, how do you like they just went fucking ape shit like crazy, like, just... With that fucking revolver.
Oh, yeah.
Taking a fucking shot at anybody that came near him.
That's why I liked it. That's why he was, like, probably my favorite character.
He was doing the right thing, man. If they get on, it's like, who's... Bam! Bam! Just fucking everybody up. And they fucking bum-rush him like, this guy's fucking bananas. And then...
My favorite scene in John Carpenter's was by far when they're fucking doing the test with the blood. And he's, like, heating up the thing and he's sticking in the blood and stuff. And they're basically all done with that, and that guy, he's still tied into the couch, and he's like, I don't know even exactly what he's there, but he's basically like, oh, it'd be nice when you guys are talking, if you could somebody go, untie me from this fucking couch! Dude, I laughed really fucking hard. That was funny.
Yeah, but like, how terrifying was that? Like, could you imagine, like, just being tied to the thing, and the guy next to you's like, don't, just fucking shaking, and you're like,
they're all just like, shit!
You're tied to this fucking couch with this guy? They can obviously fucking spit an eyeball out and stab you in your eyeball with it.
Fuck your couch.
Yeah, but that was gold.
Yeah, he's just the way he starts it out real calm, and then he just escalates from there. It was funny. That was my favorite part. I laughed really hard.
My favorite part of the 2011 one is whenever the hand killed Tormund. Sitting there sucking his face off or whatever it was doing.
That was... Poor Tormund. Poor Tormund. I'll say this, by the end of that movie, you kind of like, holy fuck, I forgot that guy was still there. I forgot about this guy. The one guy just was like, fuck this all, and he slit his throat and fucking his wrist, and he's like, I'm just going to die here. Fuck this.
I liked how the end, though, of the 80s one, like, it was, I liked how, like, it just kind of, you know, you really don't know if well, the one fella is, like, the thing, and it just kind of, like, pans out to where you know they're just going to die anyway, so... You know what I mean? And that basically what you're led to believe, like, you don't really know if he's, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of how I interpret it anyways.
Yeah, no.
You've seen it a million times, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, that was it. They're just kind of like, they were just so exhausted from all this bullshit. They're like, ha, well, let's just fucking die.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Well, it's really cold out here. I mean, like, it's one of those places where you throw the boiling water up and it's like, just smell.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're just laying it up. As soon as that fire from their outpost... burns out, they're gonna be fucking ice cubes. They're gonna wind up like Jack Nicholson in the snowbank.
Yeah.
Did any of you guys think in the 2011 one that whenever she killed him, he wasn't actually gonna be infected? Because I thought for sure that's what was gonna happen.
I really would have liked that.
I really thought that's where it was going, because she really was just going off of the fact he didn't have an earring on anymore. Like, a lot could have happened.
He's like, oh yeah, my earring. Which, why would he check the wrong fucking ear? You have all of the memories.
Oh, yeah, even if he did.
Right. It's like, oh, my earring.
Yeah.
I mean, you know how to talk. I always wonder about stuff like that. Like, if you take on all of that, that they assimilate that being and replicate and become them, then they take on all of their memories, I would assume, because they know how to talk. They know the names of other people and the relationships between them. And, you know, they can try to lie. Like, why? How come they didn't also get, like human empathy and all that other stuff to where, like, your, whatever their instinct is to, constantly multiply and just spread themselves like a virus? Like, why wouldn't they say, like, oh, no, this is fucked up. I don't want to hurt these people, because that's the way that their new train of thought, because they've sort of, they wouldn't have that before, but now they do because they become that type of person. So.
I like to think it's because they still have their instinct.
I'm thinking about this too much now, and now it's pushing me further away from liking this movie.
Yeah. I see what you're saying, though. Yeah.
Although, something just came to me, so this whole time I was like, man, I'd be dead because I don't have, like, any cavity fillings or any metal. But I was like, what about tattoos? Maybe that could save you. Can they copy that?
Yeah.
Is it considered natural? I don't know.
I don't really know either.
I don't know. I'll
have to ask John Carpenter.
Yeah, I'll have to know if I die or not. I need to know this.
All right, so... Let's get into a little bit of real life stuff here. What's everybody think about the fact of quote unquote aliens.
Not being, real, being and I won't hear anything otherwise.
Yeah, ditto.
Next.
The Earth is flat, and we're the only thing in this atmosphere.
We're the fucking aliens.
Fucking rounders.
Fucking douchebags.
Ah, shit.
The possibility of other life forms out there? Yeah. I believe in that 100%.
You do?
Yeah, yes.
Jenna?
Hasn't it been proven that there is other forms of life out there, just not maybe our view of aliens?
Not really.
No. Do you believe it or not, Jenna? Answer the fucking question.
Yes. Moving on.
You do?
Absolutely.
Sure. Damn, well, this kind of sucks. I was really hoping to debate somebody or, like, have a fun little...
No, I'm super out there. I mean, I'm...
Well, I don't. The fucking aliens aren't real. You guys are stupid.
Oh, so you got a little chub, and I was like, no, this, no,
this is
not real.
This is it right here, Earth, okay?
Yeah. No, actually, we had a teacher in high school, and I like the way he put it, how basically, like, when you look up at the sky and you look at, just pick one, just think about how many stars there are. Mm-hmm. If you pick one star, that star can be its own solar system. So you're saying about all these billion, trillions of stars, that there can't be one more planet somewhere. Basically, the star is a planet, and you can't be one more planet with some kind of life on it. Obviously, like Jenna was saying, not like the fucking warship spacecraft that's going to come and blow us up, but at least something growing that could be living on it.
Well, let me tell you about the New Testament.
A little bit more off aliens, though. Did any of you guys see that? I'm thinking it was the one I was supposed to watch, and I didn't. But that E.T. came out, like, around the same time and actually really hurt the reviews because everybody wanted, like, the happy ending alien movie.
What are you talking
about? This one was, like, a bad... The movie, The Thing.
She's saying that E.T. came out the same time as The Thing, and E.T. had a happy ending, and The Thing didn't have a happy ending.
And people actually, when it first came out, had bad reviews because of that. Everybody didn't like it. They didn't think they should have mixed this.
I mean, I want to go ahead and throw this out there. I don't know why the fuck anybody would try to compare those two movies. I mean, one's like a family movie, Steven Spielberg, and the other one's a John Carpenter film. So, I mean, if Sisko and Ebert up there going like, oh, why wasn't it happy? I mean, fuck those guys. God rest one of their souls, whichever one of them died. That's like an asshole for saying that. No,
you don't. You're right. It's fucking, I don't know why that would be a comparison, because that's two different types of people.
Right. I'm trying to think of, like, something else, like Nightmare on Elm Street to, like, I don't know, Goonies. Like, like, nope. Why? I you wouldn't see it on the shelf with Dumbo, so I don't know why. Jen, why'd you bring this up? Now I'm angry. I need, forward me whatever it is that you read.
Okay.
Because me and that person are going to have a conversation.
I think it's just, honestly, it hit theaters at, like, the same time. And was Alien movies not as big then? I don't know. Maybe that was it.
What, back then?
I'm pretty sure
that's when the movie Alien came out.
Oh, well then, I don't know.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind. I don't know. Bunch.
Is everyone pretty Mac on board with aliens, or do you guys, like, does anybody believe in, like, the human form of aliens? Is that,
like,
make sense?
Are we going to go, like, tinfoil hat, like, are there lizard people living amongst us?
Well, I could. But you know what I'm saying, though? Like,
I wish I had Don.
Organic being like us. Do you guys believe in that, possibly?
I'm open to anything. You kind of said earlier, you know, if you think about it, like, there's hundreds of millions or billions of planets in, you know, our galaxy, you know, and they believe that there's hundreds of millions of or billions of galaxies in our universe. You know what I mean? And then just like black holes, like, they don't even know what's inside of black holes. Some people believe that there's a whole potential another universe inside of black holes. Like, to say that we're the only, you know, the only thing that has living, you know, life forms on it is just totally bogus, in my opinion, you know?
Yeah, not just living. I'm talking like Roswell, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, obviously, those are organic beings that came to planet Earth and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
There's a difference between that and then just saying that, like, there's algae can grow somewhere else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right. No, I'm
saying,
like,
intelligence.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Yeah.
for us to sit here, or for me to sit here and say that, like, this is, you know, and people do, that this is the only intelligent life form in our universe is fucking outrageous, in my opinion. That's very arrogant. You know what I mean? Like,
I just don't think we know about it yet. It's, I mean, no, for how long did everybody think that the Earth, or that the sun revolved around the Earth? I mean, that was fact. It's like, no, that's just, that's the way it is. That's the way it, right. That's the only thing that makes sense. And then somebody's like, I don't know, actually, the Earth revolves around the sun. And they're like, no fucking way. And then it happened. It's like, oh, okay. Well, now we're educated.
Yeah, I mean, and then you get to the, you know, Area 51, for example. Like, you know, there's shit going on there that we have no fucking idea. You know what I mean? They're doing stuff there that we'll find out 20 years from now. You know what I mean? And then 20 years from now, they're doing something that'll be... It's just...
Yeah.
Things are so far ahead of what we know. You know what I mean? People could know that there's something that they're just not telling. You know what I mean? Not telling us. Our government does a lot of things behind closed doors. You know what I mean?
I can't even really... Area 51, like, conspiracy theories for me, they're so, so seductive. Like, I just... I want them to be real so bad that, like, I don't even think I can, like, really... I'm willing to eat anything up. Like, oh yeah, it's real. Oh, it's a body. Fuck you. It's not a toy. It's not a, you know, nobody manufactured that thing. That was a real alien. They found him.
They found him.
They're gone.
They found the kid.
Get that fucker. Oh,
there
shit.
He is. See,
that's damn. My boy.
Zipping. Yep. Whoa. Got him.
All right, that was fun.
Area 51. I got another alien. That's gonna be a new Amber Alert.
That's where the child that got abducted went. Area 51.
See, that's where I don't know what to think. I don't know if I could buy into all that or not. Just because I've dived so far into conspiracy theories.
Oh yeah.
And it's like these fucking people just conspiracy theorists are like, you can't prove them wrong. That's the whole point of a conspiracy theory. There's nothing you can say to prove them wrong.
Right.
Yeah. It's a theory. You can't prove a theory wrong. Yeah. It's a theory.
But like, there's so much into Roswell that I you know, it's kind of hard to say like, nah, it's just all bullshit. Obviously something happened there. If it's to the extent of what everybody believes.
What do you guys feel about, do you know anything about Skinwalker Ranch? Like anything has to do with that?
I know you heard a little bit. But not a lot.
It's in Uinta Basin, I think, something like that. Anyways, what's that?
You pronouncing that right?
No, I don't know. Uinta, I'm not really sure.
It's something like that. I don't know. I didn't hear about it before until I learned about Skinwalker Ranch, so.
But anyways, there's a bunch of crazy shit happens out there, and nothing can really be explained. Paranormal everything, like when it comes to...
Well, it has the record, right? It has the record for the most paranormal activity that's happened.
Right, like they've spent like hundreds, or, I don't know, millions of dollars researching this place. Like, just crazy when it comes to like...
What country is this?
No, this isn't in the States. Like, what state is it actually? Is it Utah?
I don't know. I can't remember.
New Mexico?
It's been...
Nevada?
But it's...
Skinwalker.
No, but it's in Utah. But yeah, it's a bunch of crazy shit happens there. Like, there's stories, all kinds of crazy stories where...
Utah?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're talking about Mormons.
Yeah, it's like... That is all Utah is Mormons.
I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure there's a lot of
Mormons. There is. Salt Lake City is literally nothing but Mormons, from what they say.
Yeah, like, it's escalated, I feel like. Okay, so if you go to, we're from Pennsylvania, you go to Gettysburg, you see an orb real quick, you take a picture. Well, here, it's like they see the orbs, and, like, the orb's following them, and it's a lot more in-depth. It seems like it's more, a lot more believable, I guess.
Yeah, like, they've had, like, a wolf, I believe, that, like... they're like, there's not even fucking wolves out there anymore.
Yeah. And like this like wolf, a dire wolf.
Yeah, like they couldn't fucking kill this thing. Like they're shooting it with like fucking revolvers, 357s, 30-06, and this fucker just won't die. Like it's just shit, weird shit like that. It's like cows mutilated, like to the point of like what the fuck kind of shit. And it just.
And it's not people wanting attention whenever they tell. They're like, they want it gone.
They just want it to go away. They're just like, please get rid of this, whatever it is. Like, they, you know, they've seen, like he said, orbs. And the whole Skinwalker thing, that's more into, like, Native American type stuff.
Oh, okay.
Like, witchcraft kind of weird shit. But supposedly, there's this fucking wild-ass ritual that they do, and they can turn into animals and stuff like that. Like, these people can turn into animals. And when they do, you know, if you see a Skinwalker, you fucking... Supposedly you're dead or something. There's a bunch of crazy shit, but It's just one of those weird areas that kind of reminds you of, like, the thing where, you know, you really don't know what's, you know, what the fuck's going on out there, so.
Yeah, I believe all of it. Whatever you just said, all of it. I'm buying into it.
I'm on it.
I just, it's more like that fucking poster from, what was it, X-Files, whatever, like, I want to believe. That's me. Mm-hmm. I want to believe it all.
Yeah.
Give me more facts. I mean, a lot of it's, you know, people's accounts and, you know, this is what happened and, you know. A lot of other fucked up shit kind of came out of people's own personal accounts. I mean, I like Neil deGrasse Tyson's whole thing of it. Where he's like,
I can't believe you just said that. I was just getting ready to. I'm serious.
Where his whole argument was like, it'd be to say that there's no, people deny a possibility of there being life form on any other planet. It'd be like somebody who walks to the ocean, takes a cup and scoops up some water and looks at it and goes, yeah, no, there's nothing living in this water.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, obviously, look inside this cup. There's nothing there. There's your proof. It's like, no, fuck you. You just took a tiny sample of the ocean.
This vast.
Yeah. Right. So this guy said, here's a microscope. Check this out, bitch.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. The one you're talking about, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The guy takes the pond water out and shows people the living organisms in the pond water.
You're getting deeper into the one I
know. No, I think he was more just referring to, like, the idea of, like, he's, you know, you pick up a glass of water and you're like, nope, nothing in there. You're not looking at the fucking ocean. It's
right,
just
that
huge.
Small sample.
You know what I mean? Same concept as what you're saying. You scoop up the water. No, I don't see nothing. You look under a microscope. Oh, wow, there it is. You know what I mean? We got to look into it. You know what I mean?
But,
it all goes back to closed-minded people.
Yeah.
That's it. That's really it. If you're closed-minded and you're dead set on, nope, this is it. This is how we are. You live, you die, you go to wherever. You know, that's it. If you're open-minded like a lot of people, I mean, you know what I mean? It's totally bogus to think that there's nothing else out there. Come on.
Well, I like the idea of life in general. Like, people don't, I don't know, sometimes I like to think about how this is just how we're alive. You know what I mean? Like, we have the sun and we have to drink water and that's just how we survive. That's not to say there isn't something somewhere in the universe that survives or breathes. You can't even say breathes, just is alive because of some totally different way. I don't know, maybe a fucking...
You know, I'm not against even, like, interdimensional, weird, crazy shit. You know what I mean? I'm open to anything. You know what I mean? There's so much... We're scratching the surface when it comes to anything.
Try it once.
Yeah, I mean, I'll try living in an interdimensional, Stranger Things kind of shit, you know? The upside down. I'm not against it. Could be anything. What do you think, Jenna? Jenna's, like, bobbing her head over there. Like, can't believe I watched the wrong fucking movie.
She's just waiting for us to start the podcast.
Yeah.
Guys, welcome.
Yeah. We recording now?
So no, but for real, like, where?
Yeah, where's your head at with all this?
I think it's pretty clear that the three of us are pretty heavy, and we're balls deep in the, you know.
Yeah, alien lore. Like I said, I'm really into all that stuff when it comes to the, you know. You know, like he said, you fucking go on a nice, clear summer night, and you lay out in your yard or something, and just look up, and it kind of, I almost deep think myself too much sometimes when I do that, because I'm just like, holy fuck, you don't realize how small you are until you really just look, and if you do it, if you have a good mindset, you're just like, wow, this is pretty, and if you go out there and you really want to freak yourself out, you can be like, well, this is kind of scary.
You sure that CBD oil doesn't have any THC in it?
Yeah. Going back to the beginning when he said I was on weed, it's technically not weed in case of anybody from my employment. CBD oil, 100% THC free.
Yeah.
Highly promote
the
that
stuff
shit.
He smokes is weed.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
But it's like dandelion green and shit. It's
yeah.
really unhealthy.
Herbal tea.
Yeah.
Black coffee.
I still want a fucking response, Jenna.
Yeah. What do you believe, okay. Jenna?
I was trying to dodge that so you had a couple minutes to think.
I didn't use them. Okay.
Where exactly were you at then? Puppies.
Who's Walter Brimley?
I would love to be able to visibly see Jenna's thought bubbles sometimes.
I'm actually here like, man, my stomach's still burning. Like, what the hell's going on in there?
Jenna's like, I wonder how many freckles I have.
So what is your thoughts, though?
So I truly believe that there's a lot of other things out there. I mean, I'm not sure if it's the exact same of what we have here, but I do believe that there's other forms of beings, and they may have evolved differently to their own atmosphere. And
right.
I don't really believe, like, when you hear, if you look into Skinwalker Ranch or Roswell, you know, obviously, they're, like, if you look deep into them, it's kind of hard to say that it's not real. But I still, I don't buy that as much. I don't know. I just, I'm not interested in that as much as what could be, I guess.
So they're like White Walkers,
right? Told Emily this countless times. Like, I think my wildest dream, if what would be absolutely sublime if this happened in my lifetime is just if alien life form were confirmed. Was
confirmed during your lifetime.
Oh my God, that would be just the greatest thing to
yeah,
me.
Like, I want to see Independence Day.
I don't want to see that shit.
I want to see that shit.
Like, War of the Worlds, like, yeah, no.
All right, well, anyways, back to the thing. Let's give some, let's give a rating here. We kind of fucked up last 10. Week and didn't do that.
100.
So. All right.
Wow.
We knew you were going to give it 100, so you yeah. said it was your favorite movie, so.
The Thing 2011, like a 90.
All right.
I get just, a, they weren't practical effects, it would have been right there with it. I,
yeah. I'm gonna go with probably like a, I'll give it a solid 85. I liked it. I was on board. It was cool.
I'm gonna take the time to say that I really, really hate our scoring because out of 100 really pisses me off.
Okay, out of 10 then.
Let's go with. I mean,
do what you want. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. The thing.
You want to do thumbs up, thumbs down? Does that work out better for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, but I don't simpler? Want anybody to say anything whenever we do it.
You want like an abacus?
I want the listeners to just be forever and like wonder, like, what do they like it or didn't they like it?
Oh, this is what
enough
I think.
Enough said. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I agree.
All right, out of 100 for the original, the thing.
No, which one? The one Jenna watched or the one you watched?
The one. Yeah, the one I watched. I'm gonna say, this is hard, man. 85, and I'm gonna give. 2011 and 80, I guess. That's hard, man, because I'm up and down. I like them both for different reasons, like, just as well. So I guess I'm going to have to say the original. I like better. Go ahead, Jenna.
So, the 2011.
What about
I'll give it
the
like
original.
A 77.
What year was the first one come out?
I don't even know.
Thing from Another Planet? Another World? Something like that?
Well, it's hard for me to rate movies like that.
Yeah, you said it sucked.
So
you don't
old.
Have to get into it.
So,
we know you hated it.
Yeah, so
I'll give it six dead dogs.
Yeah, that's how much she hated it.
A whole, what do they call those packs of dogs? A whole sled team of dogs.
I would watch the 2011 one, though. Yeah. I think it's worth a watch.
Yeah. You know what's another? It's the John Carpenter's one's worth watch. I mean, even though you're not obligated to watch it at this point, I recommend that you watch it. It's really good.
All right. I think that wraps up the episode.
Wait, did you even read it? Sorry, you did, didn't you? I'm walking away. I can't function.
That's how you end it right there.
Yeah. No, but no, that wraps it up. So next week is my movie pick. You guys ready?
Bambi.
Oh, you guessed it. Damn it. No, I Bambi 2. Actually, Land Before Time. That's the saddest movie ever. Now, I'm going to go with the 1974 Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Ooh. That's the year I was born.
No,
that's not true.
That's the same. You're an old fuck, but you're not that old of a fuck.
It's the year after my brother was born.
All right, so if you like listening to us ramble around and Jenna being confused, give us a good rating on... Apple Podcast, everything like that. Find us on Instagram at Hell's Basement Podcast. Shoot us an email at hellsbasementpodcast@gmail.com. I think that's it.
That's we have a Facebook page, I think. No.
Yeah, we don't. No. You can't find us on there, so that's it. Until next time, embrace the darker side of life.
Fuck off, Ryan.
Oh, you waited till the end, huh? Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Congratulations.
Can you edit out my last confusion, please?